Okay, so Mark 15. Okay. Mark 15, 1 to 15. Very early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin, reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and turned him over to Pilate.
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
asked Pilate.
"Yes, it is as you say,"
Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him,
"Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of."
But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man named Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did.
"Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?"
asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead.
"What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?"
Pilate asked them.
"Crucify him."
"Why? What crime has he committed?"
asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder,
"Crucify him."
Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
Going to take you back with me to the point when I was about 10 years old. And I remember when I got into some massive trouble at school. It's still with me today. I got into trouble because I was in a fight with another boy. But you see, the thing was, I didn't actually do anything. It was actually the other boy who started hitting me and started attacking me. But I vividly remember that I was the one who got in trouble. I know, right? Speechless. That's how I was. I wonder if anything like that has ever happened to you. I wonder if you've ever been blamed for something that you haven't done, or maybe even punished for something you haven't done. Anyone? Yeah? Is this on? Is our rover? Is this on? Hands up again if that's happened to you. It must be some of our younger children. I was reliably informed this morning that it happens about every day in one of our families at Bishopston. The question I want to know is, how did you feel? How did you feel when you were blamed for something you didn't do?
I was really angry.
I mean, I think, yeah, simple but fair, don't you think? Anyone else? Anyone else have any other different feelings? Oh, thanks.
Deeply frustrated.
Absolutely. I think that's fair, isn't it? It feels rubbish. It feels awful when we're blamed for something we didn't do. And even worse than that, if we're punished for that thing. We're here today. We're thinking about Christ, Jesus Christ, and his journey to the cross. And the truth, the main point today is, well, Jesus, he didn't do anything wrong. Nothing. But he was punished, and he died. And was this a mistake? No. You see, this was God's plan. Jesus died in our place. He took the punishment that was supposed to be for us. But let's have a look at the passage. Let's look at the story today. It'd been a very, very, very long night for Jesus. He'd been arrested by the religious leaders, and his friends, well, they'd all run away. He'd then spent the entire night hearing lie after lie after lie about him. See, the religious leaders, well, they'd set themselves one goal, one thing they were after, and that was to kill Jesus. See, they didn't like him. In fact, they hated him. He was a threat. He was a danger to who they were, their way of life, their authority. So they wanted him out of the picture. They wanted him gone. And the best way to do that? Kill him. And during that night, they thought they had him. "We've got him," they said. "We've got him. He said he's the Son of God." How dare he? How dare he? He deserves to die. And that was enough for them. But actually, it wasn't enough, technically, to get him killed. Israel, at that time, was under the rule of the Romans. And it was only a Roman leader who could sentence him to death. So, we see in verse 1, they made a plan. Jesus was tired. He'd been beaten. He'd been spat upon. And they then tied his hands and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate was the Roman leader. He was the one who represented Caesar, who was the ruler of the Roman Empire. Pilate, well, he was the judge. He was going to be the one to decide whether Jesus was guilty. Where am I going? Or innocent. "Are you the King of the Jews?" he asked. You see, this was a clever, clever thing. Clever lie by the Jewish leaders. They'd invented this, "You are the King of the Jews," this claim, this charge against Jesus, in order to try and get him killed. Because that charge, that lie, would have got Pilate's attention. Here, they would say, here is a dangerous man. This man wants to topple the rule of Rome. He wants to be king of the Jews when we know that Caesar's in charge. You're going to have to deal with this guy. You're going to have to get rid of him. He's a threat to Rome. You need to kill him. And the accusations, well, they just kept coming one after another. Pilate all this time, he was sat on his chair with his scale of judgment, weighing things up. This evidence makes him guilty. This evidence makes him innocent. But when it came down to it, when it came down to the evidence to make Jesus guilty, well, there wasn't any. He couldn't find any. See, Pilate's no fool. They couldn't trick him. Pilate knew that it was the religious leaders just out for themselves, thinking about themselves, that led to this whole trial. He knew that they felt threatened, that they were just jealous of Jesus. He knew that Jesus was innocent, that Jesus deserved to be free. You see, the thing about Pilate was he also wanted people to like him. So in order to try and worm his way out of this very difficult situation, he hatched a plan based on the fact that around about the Passover festival, it was quite a tradition to have a guilty prisoner released. "This is my chance," he said. This is my opportunity. I don't have to free him, but I can get the crowd to. I can get the people to release Jesus. That will work. That will be fair. Now, Barabbas was the other man. And if you're ever going to meet a guilty man, it was Barabbas. See, Barabbas had been proven to be a rebel. Barabbas hated the Romans. In fact, he had actually tried to lead an uprising. And in doing so, he had killed people. There was no question. If we're going to look at the evidence against Barabbas, if we're going to weigh it up, well, you've got rebel, you've got Roman hater, you've got murderer. It's obvious, isn't it? He was guilty. And as a result, he deserved his punishment. He deserved to die. Surely people would have asked to have Jesus released, the innocent one. No. Pilate's gamble, well, it didn't pay off, did it? Partly because the Jewish leaders, well, they were in and amongst the crowd. They were going around saying, release Barabbas. Barabbas is a hero, freedom fighter, not Jesus. Power hungry, wannabe king, troublemaker, deserves to die. So he asked them, Pilate asked them, what should I do then with the one that you call King of the Jews? Shall I free Jesus, the one I can't find any evidence against, or shall I free Barabbas, the one who's clearly very, very guilty? Shall I sentence Jesus to the most painful, torturous means of death that we know? Someone who's done no wrong? Or shall I sentence Barabbas, a man who has murdered? Kill Jesus! That's what we shouted. Crucify him! Why? Why, Pilate asked, what crime has he committed? What has this man done? Nothing. He was innocent. Pilate knew it. He saw it. We see it. We heard some examples earlier. How we felt when we were blamed for something that we didn't do. Follow-up question, if you don't mind. Just wondering what your first reaction was at that time. Would you be happy? First reaction? When you were blamed for something that you didn't do?
Shock, I think.
Shock. Did you say anything?
Yeah, I was pretty vocal, I think.
I think that's a good answer. How about Gina?
I just wished my teacher would shut up and let me explain what had actually happened.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's right, isn't it? If someone blamed me or if someone blamed you for something we didn't do or threatened to punish us, well, we'd be furious, wouldn't we? We'd be outraged. We're innocent. It wasn't me. It's not right. It's not fair. Not Jesus. Aren't you going to answer? That's what Pilate asked. Aren't you going to say anything? Look at what they're saying about you. Listen to the lies. Say something, anything. Silence. No reply. Pilate was amazed. Can you imagine what Barabbas must have thought? Here's a man who'd been told that he was guilty and that he was about to die. But Jesus, even if he had no idea who Jesus was, the fact that he just stood there, just listening to the lies, standing silent, not defending himself, not pleading for his innocence, not begging to be free, just silent. Who is this man? Why doesn't he say anything? Well, we know the story, don't we? Because Pilate wanted to satisfy the crowds. So he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed Jesus over to be crucified. You see, Barabbas was then seen to be innocent. Jesus, guilty. Barabbas received freedom. Jesus sentenced to death. Can this really be happening? That's what you say when you look at this. Can this be fair? Is this not just some big mistake? No. It was his silence that was pointing to a greater plan. Jesus knew something was going on here that nobody else knew. Nobody else in that room knew about. His silence was pointing us to God's great big saving plan. This is how God was going to save his people. It tells us about who he is. That despite the insults, the lies, the beating, the spitting, the flogging, the threat of death, Jesus had come. He'd come to fulfill God's saving plan, and he was going to be obedient to his Father. He'd already told his disciples the plan. He had to suffer. He had to die. That's God's plan. Someone had to die. Do we see this miniature picture within this story? This miniature picture of Barabbas and Jesus, how that points to God's saving plan. Barabbas was guilty. He should have died on that cross. But Jesus died in his place. Barabbas stood in the shadow of the cross, the place where only the vilest of vile, the worst of the worst, would stand. He deserved his punishment, but he was set free. And instead, the man who stood in his place, that place reserved for the worst of the worst, was Jesus. What happened to Jesus should have happened to Barabbas. But we know the reality, it's the same for you and me, isn't it? We're the ones who have spoilt the relationship with God, our Father. We've turned our backs on him, on our Maker. And God's anger at us means we should be punished. We should be separated from him forever. We should die. We're the ones who deserve to be there. But Jesus, well, he's taken our place. He died the death that we deserved. So when God looks at us, he sees innocence. We can be free. What should have happened to us happened to Jesus. You wonder, don't you, when Barabbas was being led out of that courtroom, what he was thinking as he turned over and looked at Jesus. How am I free? How am I the one that's walking away here? I'm the guilty one. I'm the one who deserved to die. But my ropes, they've been cut. And the chains on my feet, they've been thrown away. But look at him as they spit on him, as they beat him, as they kill him. It should have been me. Friends, it should have been us. But this is the glory of God's saving plan. It should have been Barabbas on that day, but Jesus died in his place. It should be you and it should be me, but Jesus has died in our place. Wonderful verse we read later on in the New Testament, 1 Peter 3, verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. Jesus for Barabbas, innocent for guilty. Jesus for us, so we can be friends with God. Let's pray. For Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. Heavenly Father, we praise you for this amazing sacrifice, that Jesus, though innocent, would die in our place. Us who were guilty and deserving of that punishment. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.